International Bible Study Commentary, Verse-by-Verse Bible Lessons Through the Bible, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. The Gospel of John, Chapter 8, Verses 12 through 20. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New Revised Standard Version, John 8, 12 through 20. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Then the Pharisees said to him, You are testifying on your own behalf. Your testimony is not valid. Jesus answered, Even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, because I know where I have come from and where I am going, but you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge by human standards. I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is valid, for it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law it is written that the testimony of two witnesses is valid. I testify on my own behalf, and the Father who sent me testifies on my behalf. Then he said to him, International Bible Study Commentary, Verse-by-Verse Bible Lessons Through the Bible, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. The Gospel of John, Chapter 8, Verses 12 through 20. International Bible Study Commentary, Verse-by-Verse Bible Lessons Through the Bible, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. The Gospel of John, Chapter 8, Verses 12 through 20. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New Revised Standard Version, John 8, 12 through 20. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Then the Pharisees said to him, You are testifying on your own behalf. Your testimony is not valid. Jesus answered, Even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, because I know where I have come from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge by human standards. I judge no one. Yet, even if I do judge, my judgment is valid, for it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law it is written that the testimony of two witnesses is valid. I testify on my own behalf, and the Father who sent me testifies on my behalf. Then they said to him, Where is your Father? Jesus answered, You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. He spoke these words while he was teaching in the treasury of the temple, but no one arrested him, because his hour had not yet come. May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word. International Bible Study Commentary, The Gospel of John, Chapter 8, Verses 12 through 20, New Revised Standard Version. John 8, 12. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. In John 1, 3, we learned that all things came into being through Jesus. When God created the world in Genesis 1:3, God's first words were, "Let there be light." Jesus created the world's light and all the sources of all light throughout the universe. Jesus is also the spiritual light and life of the world. To avoid walking in or practicing a way of life described as darkness, we must follow Jesus day by day. In John chapter 1, verse 5, we learn that the darkness cannot comprehend or overcome the light. Jesus' use of "I am" in this verse is his reference to his deity, as in John 6:35, "I am the bread of life." The Lord provided bread in the wilderness to feed the Israelites after he freed them from slavery in Egypt. The Lord also led them with a pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day. Jesus is the spiritual light and life that leads us through the moral and spiritual darkness of this world. Moses led the Israelites out of slavery, physical slavery, and into the promised land. Jesus leads his followers out of spiritual slavery and slavery to sin into eternal life. To have spiritual life and light, we must follow Jesus. An often used synonym for spiritual light that Jesus gives is truth. When we follow Jesus, we follow the truth of Jesus' words in the Gospels, and the truth of the whole of Scripture. Spiritual darkness includes the moral darkness and spiritual falsehoods that lead to death. But the truth of Jesus can lead us out of moral and spiritual darkness and into the truth of God and all reality. For Jesus created all the reality of the world. Those of whom the Bible calls this world walk in moral and spiritual darkness. When Jesus spoke to the religious authorities and unbelievers in John 8:23, he said, "You are from below. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world." Therefore, without the help of the Holy Spirit, unbelievers will not comprehend the light, the truth, that they often seek to overcome when they suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Romans 1:18. As Christians, to help unbelievers, we must pray for them as well as teach them the truth of the Scriptures. Those who follow Jesus do not walk in moral and spiritual darkness. Rather, they become lights that shine in the darkness. In Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew 5:14-16, Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." To let our light shine, we must walk in the truth of Jesus that includes Jesus' words and deeds. As Christians, we must walk in the eternal life and light that Jesus gives us now. In John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." If we follow Jesus and his teachings daily, we will have the light we need to walk in this life, and we will always be with Jesus. John 8:13. Then the Pharisees said to him, "You are testifying on your own behalf. Your testimony is not valid." The Pharisees did not refute the truth of Jesus' words, for they could not overcome or comprehend the truth. They challenged Jesus by saying his testimony, like a witness in a trial, was not valid, legally acceptable. Because it was not valid, they said his testimony should not be accepted. They said his witnessing about himself was not valid because it did not conform to the law of Moses regarding testimony in a legal proceeding or trial. In Deuteronomy 19:15, we learn that to legally substantiate that something happened or is true, there must be two witnesses. In their efforts to suppress the truth, the Pharisees wanted to completely disqualify Jesus as a witness for himself. They claimed that Jesus testified in his own behalf, and there was no second witness. John 8:14. Jesus answered, "Even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, because I know where I have come from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going." Jesus replied that he was emotionally, mentally, and spiritually qualified to testify in his own behalf, because he knew where he had come from his Father in heaven, and where he was going, back to his Father in heaven, when his saving work in the world was done. Jesus knew himself, but because the Pharisees did not know Jesus, that he was sent by God and returning to the Father, and that he was the Son of God, they did not consider his testifying about himself as valid. If they had known God and Jesus, they would have accepted his testimony as the testimony of the divine Son of God. John 8:15. "You judge by human standards. I judge no one." Jesus accused the Pharisees of judging by their own this world standards and not God's standards. They claimed to judge by the law of Moses, but their words and actions showed that they judged by their own sinful human standards. The standards of darkness and of this world motivated them to try to trap Jesus and kill him on more than one occasion. Jesus revealed how they judged by human standards instead of God's standards when they brought the woman caught in adultery for him to judge and condemn. Following the law of love, Jesus did not come to judge and condemn sinners, but to save them. So he did not condemn the woman. The Pharisees did not really judge according to what the Bible taught. Instead, they judged others based on their own human sinfulness. Their Pharisee made laws and rules that set aside the law of God, the law of love. Just as most governments, humans and religious, in this world do today. Jesus did not judge people based on human standards, but by God's standards as revealed in the Scriptures, God's Word, up to that time before Jesus' commands in the Gospels were written. Jesus did not come to judge the world, but to save it. In John 3:19-21, we learned, "And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light, and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God." The Pharisees judged by human standards that were evil. Therefore, they condemned Jesus, who is the true light of the world, who came to save the world and not judge. John 8:16. "Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is valid, for it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me." Jesus said that even if he judged and he will judge on the last day when he returns. His judgment is valid, because he is not judging by himself. The Father and he, two witnesses, judge together. Therefore, his judgment is valid, according to the law of Moses, rightly interpreted and applied. Jesus and the Father together make valid judgments because of who they are, God the Father and the Son of God, who the Father sent to save and not condemn. Yet judgment does come in relation to Jesus. In John 3:16-18, we learned, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God." John 8:17. "In your law it is written that the testimony of two witnesses is valid." To substantiate what he taught, and as an example to all believers, Jesus referred to the Scriptures. Jesus always upheld the law of God in the Hebrew Scriptures and gave the correct divine interpretation and application of God's law. After making the claims about who the Father and who the Son were, and indicating that because of who they were, their judgment was valid, Jesus referred them back to the Word of God written. As well as being divine, the Father and the Son fulfilled the law of Moses and the Scriptures. They were God, and they judged by God's standards, not by human standards or the standards of this world. John 8:18. "I testify on my own behalf, and the Father who sent me testifies on my own behalf." In several ways throughout John's Gospel, Jesus declared that he was the Son of God, and his Father gave testimony that he was the Son of God. The signs and works Jesus did that accompanied his words about himself were some of the ways the Father who sent him into the world gave witness in behalf of Jesus. In John 10:37-38, Jesus told the Jews, "If I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may know and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father." The Father and Jesus always worked and spoke together in perfect agreement. John 8:19. "Then they said to him, 'Where is your Father?' Jesus answered, 'You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also.'" For the most part, with Nicodemus being a notable exception, the religious leaders refused to believe Jesus or accept the signs he performed as from God. They chose to remain in darkness and suppress the truth Jesus' signs pointed toward because their deeds were evil. Therefore, even though they knew many facts about God from the Scriptures, they did not know God. They knew neither Jesus nor the Father. Jesus then made the amazing statement to them and to us that means, "To know me is to know the Father." Throughout the Bible, Jesus perfectly reveals God the Father. John 8:20. "He spoke these words while he was teaching in the treasury of the temple, but no one arrested him, because his hour had not yet come." The temple treasury was not where the priests stored the temple treasures or offerings, The treasury was where the priests collected offerings for various temple purposes in trumpet-shaped boxes. It was near, or in the place in the temple, where the women could meet, but could not go further into the temple. By teaching in the temple treasury, Jesus could teach both men and women. The Pharisees wanted to arrest Jesus. The scribes and Pharisees tried to entrap Jesus. The temple police had been sent to arrest Jesus. The only significant reason that John gives for Jesus not being arrested after his stupendous claims about himself is, his hour had not yet come. It was not God's perfect timing, perfect place, and perfect way for Jesus to be arrested to fulfill the Old Testament prophets, and his hour. His hour eventually came when he glorified the Father, and the Father glorified him. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. What types of light are there? What type of light is Jesus? 2. How can someone avoid walking in darkness? What kind of darkness did Jesus mean? 3. What standards did the Pharisees use when judging? What standards did Jesus use when judging? 4. Who were or what were Jesus' two witnesses in his behalf? 5. If you know Jesus, who else will you know? Who did the Pharisees know? International Bible Lesson, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Jesus gives light and life. John 8:12. Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Jesus drew parallels between his mission and the Lord saving the Israelites from slavery in Egypt. In John 6:35, using the divine name I Am for himself, and comparing himself to the manna from heaven the Israelites ate in the wilderness, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Like the pillar of fire that led the Israelites in the wilderness, in John 8:12, again using the divine name for himself, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. In John 1:3, we learn that all things came into being through Jesus. And in Genesis 1:3, God's first words were, let there be light. Jesus created all the light that helps us live, provides warmth, and sustains life. Jesus gives spiritual light to his followers, and he promised that by following him, they can avoid walking in spiritual darkness. The Lord led the Israelites into the promised land, and Jesus frees believers from sinful living and leads them into eternal life. A synonym for light is truth. Jesus could have said, I am the truth of the world. And those who follow the truth will not remain trapped in spiritual deception and falsehood. In John 14:6, Jesus told his followers that he was the truth and the life. Prior to his crucifixion, Jesus told Pilate, everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. John 18:37. Jesus' statement to Pilate remains a stunning indictment of those who rejected Jesus and put Jesus to death. However, Jesus rose from the dead and remains the ultimate source of spiritual light and spiritual life. Copyright 2020 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr., all rights reserved. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.